It's the 2015 NFC Championship game, and Seattle Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson lines up in shotgun with a nearly impossible task ahead. The Seahawks, the defending Super Bowl champions, have just gotten the ball back from the Green Bay Packers at the 31-yard line, and they are losing 19-7, with only one timeout and 3 minutes 52 seconds left to play. That's a lot to think about. A lot of pressure on young shoulders. So far in his short career, Wilson's shown he can handle it. After all, he was the Seahawks' starting quarterback last year in only his second season as a pro. And he's one of the less likely rising stars in the league, proving a lot of people wrong with every game he and the Hawks win. He's physically talented, with above-average arm strength and accuracy, and he moves well. But even so, he's been doubted for some time now, even losing his job as a starting quarterback in college a few short years ago. He was a middling draft pick in 2012, selected in the third round seemingly as an afterthought behind several other much-hyped quarterback prospects. Most people thought that his talent wasn't enough to make up for one glaring and uncontrollable weakness. He's short for the NFL, less than 6 feet tall in a league where the average quarterback is 6'3". Analysts and pundits called him a waste of a pick. ESPN graded the Hawks' choice a C-, CBS Sports a D, Bleacher Report an F. And tonight, Wilson has lived down to expectations, throwing for a paltry 75 yards, running for an even more paltry 5, getting sacked 4 times, throwing 0 touchdowns, and throwing a nightmare 4 interceptions. So if ever there is a time to turn things around, it's now. After running back Marshawn Lynch runs for 14 yards, Wilson and the rest of the Hawks hustle into position in an urgent no-huddle offense now. Next play, Wilson throws to wide receiver Doug Baldwin for 20 yards. Play after that, incompletion. Then, Lynch beats his man down the sideline, and Wilson throws a gorgeous 35-yard lob that lands soft in Lynch's hands. Lynch jukes a tackler and drags another into the end zone. Touchdown. But then replay shows that Lynch stepped out of bounds at the 9. Lynch runs for 4 yards. Then, unshaken, Wilson runs into the end zone to score. There's 2 minutes 9 seconds left on the clock. Then, the Seahawks convert an onside kick. Wilson runs for 17 yards. Lynch runs for another 3. Wilson throws for 8 more. And then he hands off to Lynch, who runs the last 24 yards for another touchdown. Suddenly, with 1 minute 25 seconds left in the game, the Hawks have gone from desperate and running out of time to in the lead with too much time. Up 20-19, they can't count on Aaron Rodgers and the Packers to not at least make it into the field goal range. So instead of kicking the extra point, they're going for 2.